History is filled with stories of men and women with unimpressive beginnings who went on to have a major impact on the world around them. But few of it had as dramatic and unlikely a rise to power as the subject of Anthony Pignataro's play, Small Town Lawyer. It's coming to the Maui Fringe Festival, and it's bound to surprise you with the little-known backstory of a man whose name you're bound to know. He's with us by phone. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
This is a pretty fascinating story, even to someone who thinks he knows the biography of your subject.
Well, thank you. I thought so, which is why I wrote the play. Although I decided to have some fun by keeping the identity of the main character a secret until the very end, to kind of wink at the audience. So the challenge for me then was to write a play, basically just a one act, one scene, short conversation, if you will, about a young attorney who's having a particularly difficult day and having kind of a crisis of confidence, and then have that, you know, have him discuss it with his mentor, the guy who runs the firm, and then try to make that work on its own so that even if somebody, say, misses the big reveal at the end, mm-hmm. the play still works as kind of a straight drama with a lot of comedy thrown in because a lot of funny things happened.
But yeah, it can't just be a play about a loser, right? It's got to be you have to care enough about the guy for one thing.
Well, this is my great goal, to get people to kind of think about when we produce stories, movies especially, without ideology. Black Hawk Down is a big one. The Germans did a great one, Das Boot.
Yeah.
Where you're basically rooting for Nazis.
Right.
And I think that there's a huge danger when we tell stories without ideology, because we end up making heroes out of people who probably ought not to be heroes.
Sure. You could have an aspiring painter with the Iron Cross from World War I who aspires to become Chancellor of Germany and then find out he's not a particularly likable guy, right?
That's exactly the danger. And I think I think Hollywood especially takes out ideology because they don't want to limit their audience. But when you're doing that, you're changing the story in ways that are particularly dangerous. You're making, like I said, you're making people, you're lionizing people who really don't deserve it. So what I did was I decided to have some fun and write a short comedic play about that and enter it into the Maui Fringe Festival.
Well, you know, even somebody you don't particularly like, somebody likes him, right? Everybody's got a mother who loves him at some point, or most people do. And you have to, in order to make a drama work, you have to make him somebody the audience can care about, right?
Well, that's exactly the case, which is why the play needed to work on its own merits without the big reveal at the end. I got lucky in that I was able to get some of the best actors on Maui. Kevin Hazelton is a very good local actor. He's playing the young lawyer. Vinny Linares, who's a wonderful, wonderful actor, is playing his mentor. And Felicia Chernicki-Wolf is playing kind of the client at the beginning, who's seeking a divorce and is kind of not so much problematic, but just somebody that the young attorney was not prepared for.
But
and
he's
that kind of sets up the stage for what follows.
So basically the action under discussion, he's talking with his mentor. Is that the conversation?
It opens with him, with the young lawyer, talking to this client. She wants a divorce. And things kind of go haywire in a funny way. And then he kind of has a crisis of confidence, and his mentor comes in, and that sets up the rest of the play.
Well, because he's sort of ensnared by... In effect, he's taken on more than he can handle, is what it sounds like.
It's that, and it's also what he wants to do in life. It's does he want to be just this guy who's handling divorce cases?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have greater ambitions? And will they work on the career path that he's chosen for himself?
So you kind of have the contrast between his vaunting ambition and the fact that he's not doing pretty terribly well in his day-to-day law practice.
The word feckless is a very good one to describe him, yes.
It's a word that could describe him to the very end of his days, don't you think?
I agree, which is part of the fun that I had writing this story.
Well, it also speaks to the whole idea of what, you know, what allows one to rise to power or celebrity, and that you can rise to power or celebrity with your flaws intact.
A lot of that has to do with, in my opinion, with publicity management, and that's becoming more and more of a danger. That when we strip away the gatekeepers of society, the so-called mainstream media that for many decades told us, okay, this is on the up and up, this is bogus, and so forth. When we get rid of those things, then we open ourselves up to assault from all kinds of different charlatans and charismatics.
Well, and I think it's fair to say that your subject was a bit of a pioneer in information image management, yeah?
Well, let's just say that it's a very good thing that this play is debuting on January 20th, which is also the inauguration of Donald Trump as president. Yes.
So you can kind of we're set up for a don't believe everything you hear, everything you read scenario, and in a way that it traces the arc of the contemporary distrust of the press.
Well, sure, but I mean, for much of its existence, the press was a distrustful organization. I mean, it's until very recent memory, you know, the 1960s, I want to say, late 60s, early 70s, it was basically just a publicity spin arm of whatever was in power, and it wasn't until the 1970s that it really took off as kind of an investigatory arbiter of the truth, if you will. The phrase speak truth to power, I mean, you know, I've been a journalist for 21 years now, and that's kind of what, you know, that's kind of what I've been pushing for. But I also know that, for the most part, that's not been the existence of the press.
No, I think that's quite fair to say, Anthony. Thanks very much for talking with us, and good luck with this show. Yeah, it's a timely opening this Friday.
Well, thank you very much. My it's a small town here, so my girlfriend is actually the director, Angie Thompson, and she's brilliant at this. So I'm pretty much convinced that it's going to be okay.
Sounds great. Anthony Pignataro is the author of Small Town Lawyer, which will be performed at the Maui Fringe Festival at the Iao Theater in Wailuku from Friday to Sunday. Cast members are Kevin Hazelton, Vinny Linares, Felicia Chernicki-Wolf, and the director is Angie Thompson.